I grow tired of asking this, so it'll be the last time. Where is the rebel base?
Dantooine. They're on Dantooine.
There. You see, Lord Vader, she can be reasonable. Continue with the operation. You may fire when ready.
What?
You're far too trusting. Dantooine is too remote to make an effective demonstration, but don't worry. We will deal with your rebel friends soon enough.
No.
Commence primary ignition.
That's right. We are talking about one of the major plot drivers of the Star Wars family of sci-fi action flicks, the Death Star. That's the spaceship which is the size of a moon and can blow up a planet. The ultimate weapon, although it just has that minor flaw that if you manage to shoot a missile down some exhaust port, it blows up. But, you know, we might not get onto that. But then again, we may. Because I'm here to talk about the practicalities of such a weapon, whether it could exist, whether the laws of physics would enable it to exist and do what it does in the Star Wars movies. The person who's going to help us with that is Alexandra Elena. She's a PhD student at the McDermott Institute, also at Victorian University of Wellington. And she's with me now. Kia ora, Alexandra.
Kia ora, Brian. Nice to be here.
Lovely to have you on. The Death Star. You know, the first thing, even before we talk about its capabilities and whether you could build something which could blow up a planet, could you actually build such a thing which would be so massive it would start to form its own gravitational field, wouldn't it?
Yes, so one of the possibilities that the gravitation of the Death Star just make it crunch from the inside, and the other part, it could actually have its own gravitational field, which is also, we don't know it can exist, but yet again, you can't have a gravitation in Millennium Falcon, so probably the engineers in the Star Wars universe actually overcome that problem a long time ago.
They obviously did, but what are the dimensions? I mean, you see it in Star Wars, and it's big, but how big is it? Is it the size of the moon or smaller than the moon? Do we know?
It is like 150 kilometers in diameter, so I would say it's smaller. It's like a size of a very small moon. So practically, it probably can exist in orbit in of Earth. The problem is it might be very, very heavy, so it would just fall down on Earth, and we don't really want that.
No. It's not clear what moves the Death Star. Is that question answered anywhere in the Star Wars movies?
It is not. And what's not answered is how they actually get the materials to build the Death Star. Because by rough calculations, it would take 813,000 years of Earth's current steel production to get enough material, to get enough metal to build a Death Star, which is built quite quickly. And actually, we could see two Death Stars to be built. And the second Death Star was built. It was slightly smaller, but it was built very fast. So they should get some materials very fast and very efficient.
I'm guessing that when you run a galactic empire, that probably you're going to have sufficient number of planets with sufficient amount of iron ore to produce.
They probably just drained this. Probably but, just drained this metal from all over the galaxy. Yeah, Earth. Yeah, we can't.
But really, I mean, getting it off a planet, that's going to take a lot of energy. You'd be better off finding a source of iron and maybe refining the iron into steel, assuming that that's another question. Is the Death Star made of steel?
We think it's made of steel, yes. Or maybe the metal can be mined from the asteroids.
Yes.
Which is possible. And then, like, if we mine the metal from the asteroids, we can just use the 3D printing, probably. But we need to do it all in space, and actually we should all move to the Death Star if we want to build one.
How can you move to the Death Star when the Death Star hasn't been built?
Probably we should live on some sort of a space station
Yeah, see, that's another thing, Alexandra, and that is, how would you build this thing in zero gravity? Would it be easier to build it or harder to build it in zero gravity?
I think it would be harder to build in the zero gravity, yes, because, I mean, you should get it all bind together, and we don't know how exactly the hypermatter work, the thing that actually powers out the Death Star.
What about the issue of the pressure at the center of the thing? Would it actually, we actually have to make, or would the evil empire actually have to make some kind of core in the middle of the thing to enable it to be stable enough to take all the pressure from the outside of the thing?
The core that powers the Death Star is hypermatter, which is practically runs everything in Star Wars. So we don't really know, like, from practical point of view, we don't really know how the hypermatter works. But I believe this is actually the core, and this kind of holds the Death Star together. That creates the gravity on the space station, and that's how probably it holds it together.
The gravity, however, just happens to be the same amount of gravity that we find here on Earth, because everyone seems to move, you know, at around about the same speed, and when they jump, they fall down at the same speed. So it's got more gravity than... The gravity's not just caused by the mass of a Death Star on its own, right?
Yes, no, it's definitely not. And this gravity of the Death Star, it's actually been a lot of arguing, even now, even after the movie came out. But actually, the most problematic thing in the Death Star is its super laser, which also cannot happen in real life, in the amount of energy we produce now. Because if the Death Star possessed the same gravity constant as Earth, that probably would have been a problem of overheating of the star, because
okay.
It's so small.
I want to jump back first to this hypermatter. Is there anything that exists in the physical universe that we know of at the moment that could create the energy that is at the center of the Death Star and which powers it and gives it its gravitational field?
Well, the hypermatter is a fuel that used for the to drive the hyperdrive. And basically, it uses the solar radiation that probably gets in contact with the core of the planet, and it creates a mass amount of energy that can probably be used in terms of powering the Death Star.
So maybe that bit is plausible, but what you're saying is that where it really falls down is that to create sufficient energy to blow up a planet, that's where the laws of physics really get in the way?
Yes, because you see, the planet is held together by gravity, basically what everything is held together by. And to destroy the planet, we need to produce the force that is bigger, stronger than the gravity constant of the planet. So if we, for example, take Alderaan and pretend that Earth and Alderaan are very much alike, to destroy Alderaan, we would need to produce the force, the energy, that is a week's worth of energy that produced by our sun. So imagine, like, all the energy that our sun produces within a week should be delivered to the planet within seconds. And obviously, by releasing that amount of energy, we would create a strong overheating, and Death Star would blow up on its own. You don't really need Luke Skywalker to shoot into this small thermal exhaust. It will just blow up. And also it will be shoot away in a very long distance, which also doesn't really happen in the movie.
What if you could contain all that energy? Let's go back. You said the amount of energy produced by the sun in a week. Now, do we know,
yes,
and I don't know if this is your specialty, Alexandra, but, you know, I've got you on the line right now, so I might as well throw these questions at you. Do we know, because the sun is run on hydrogen fused into helium, right?
Yes.
Do we know how many hydrogen atoms, or maybe how many tons of hydrogen, are fused to make the amount of sun energy that's released in a week?
I happen to know that it's 4 billion kilograms of mass should be converted to pure energy.
4 billion kilograms of mass. Okay,
yes.
How does that compare to the size of, say, the moon or the Earth? Either one.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And I don't have my computer running, because I'm sure if we Googled it, we could get an answer which would tell us how many billion kilograms there are on the moon. But again, you would need what? The Death Star would be taken up. Would a lot of the mass of the Death Star would have to be given over just to storing the fuel, wouldn't it?
Actually, yes, but you think that the fuel is the hypermatter. We don't know how strong the hypermatter is, how powerful it is. It actually can run the hyperdrive, which for me is actually really strong. Also, the crystals that control the hypermatter and produce those laser light coming from the Death Star are the ones that the Jedi and Sith use in their lightsabers.
Ah.
So those crystals can actually, I think, they can actually control that power. They can store that power without overheating and without blowing up. Because on Earth, at the moment, there is no crystal that can contain that much power. We would have to replace those crystals all the time.
And I remember when we talked about that, when we talked about lightsabers quite a while ago now, that was one of the first episodes in this series that we ever did. Was the lightsaber. And again, that's all this, how you contain all this energy into something which you can put in your back pocket, let alone the amount of energy that's needed to blow up a planet. But say, okay, we leapfrog that, and we get back to that, we can contain the energy, we've got the energy in the Death Star, but you're saying when the Death Star releases the energy, why would it melt at that point before it even got a chance to blow up the planet?
Because usually when the energy is released, it would cause heating, because we would not really have the insulators around. So without the kyber crystals, it would probably not stay alive that long. So it would cause the heating and the expansion from the inside, because the hyperdrive would just overheat. Because the space station is very small and cannot contain that much of the energy, it would just expand. And also, once you shoot it, you saw that the Death Star doesn't really move.
No.
When it shoots the light. No, it just shoots a cold-hearted and the planet explodes.
Yeah.
But in reality, it would also accelerate in the other direction.
Because every force has, every reaction has an opposite action or whatever.
True that. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's how it moves. That could be answering a question from way back. Maybe that's how it moves. It just fires a little bit of a laser out and it's like a jet. Could be.
But that would be a very funny motion.
Yeah, but it would, when it blew up Alderaan, it should have gone whizzing off at the other end of the solar, of the local star system, right?
Yeah, it would just. So, anyway, the release of that much of the energy would cause extreme overheating and expansion, and you don't really need, maybe it's like a suicide mission, maybe you just want to do that.
Any attack made by the rebels against this station would be a useless gesture, no matter what technical data they've obtained. This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
That is fantastic, terrific work, so no weaknesses at all, huh?
No.
You hesitated there, is it? Something I should know?
No, it's virtually indestructible, like 99.99%.
Okay, wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask what's the 0.01.
Well, I mean, there's this little hole. It was kind of an aesthetic choice by the architect, and if you shoot a laser into this hole, the station blows up.
Whoa, that sounds like a pretty big design flaw there.
No, the hole's only 2 meters across.
Well, that's no bigger than a womp rat.
Exactly. And even to get within range of it, you have to skim along this whole trench. It's not a big deal.
Well, I mean, can't we board it up or, put some plywood over it or something?
Well, that would look terrible.
Wouldn't, if you could fire a laser down and blow the thing up, surely then the incredible energy that's inside the center of the Death Star would come rushing out way before you even got to the point of firing a laser down it.
Yeah. But, in the second Death Star, this flaw was overruled and they built a million tiny, small thermal exhausts. So that's why the rebellion had to destroy it in the other way, actually going inside the Death Star and to the hypermetal control.
So we pretty much ruled out the Death Star as something that's got any real-life equivalents, even in theory. But are there any, getting back to here on planet Earth, Alexandra, we have one threat that we know might impact us at some point, and that is asteroids or comets heading towards Earth. And there have been other science fiction movies, and even I think people in reality talking about what we might do to maybe break up an asteroid or comet that's heading towards us. With the amount of, say, with the thermonuclear weapons we have now, are they powerful enough if we sent a rocket out to actually maybe break something up or maybe push it off course? So if something was heading towards Earth, we could dodge it? Is that in any way plausible?
Actually there is, I heard that there is a program in the U.S. military that's called Death Star. And I think it's actually created specifically to use laser to get the asteroids off course. Actually, there is a very powerful laser now at Earth. I think, if I'm not wrong, it's in Japan. And it shoots petawatts of energy. And peta, if I'm not wrong, is one with 15 zeros after it.
15 zeros after it, volts.
Volts, yeah.
Ah, that's a lot of volts.
It's very, it's really a lot of volts. And I think it's the X-ray laser, so possibly there are the objects that can be destroyed by the laser, because laser basically heats the material and can vaporize it. We can even use the strong enough laser to destroy the life in the planet.
Destroy what on the planet? What was that?
The life. So if we vaporize all Earth on the planet with the laser, then yes, there won't be anyone living there. But it would definitely won't blow up the planet, that's for sure.
So are you telling me we could build a weapon, a laser powerful enough to what? Vaporize the troposphere on planet Earth?
Yeah.
Okay. How much energy would we need to do that, and how much energy do we have?
I'm actually not sure about the numbers, but there is another way of destroying the planet itself that I actually find kind of interesting.
Okay, you have to tell me more about that.
So there have been talks, which this is, I should say, please do not destroy the planets, but there is a possibility of using the antimatter. Because when the matter and antimatter meet, the fusion happens and the huge amount of energy is released. So for matter and antimatter annihilation, we only need half of the power of the energy. So basically, we need to collide the matter, which is the core of the planet, with the equal amount of antimatter. And this will convert the mass of both of those chunks to pure energy, and that would actually result in a blowout. So the scientists have been thinking that if the Death Star is only using the laser to drill the hole into the planet till its core, and then with the magnetic fields, it would deliver the antimatter bomb in its core, then that would result in a huge blowout that we could see in the movie.
I don't know if I find that reassuring or not, Alexandra.
We do not have that much of the antimatter.
Yes,
so
do we have, how much antimatter do we have at the moment? I didn't know. Do we have any?
We actually can produce antimatter on Earth. They have been produced the antiproton and positron. So basically, once you create the atom, and that would create the antihydrogen, which is exactly what you need to destroy the planet. Once you can create those atoms, they can be built together in the lattice, and probably that would create enough antimatter. But also, you need 1 trillion tons of this antimatter to destroy an Earth-like planet like Alderaan.
And how much do we have at the moment? A couple of grams?
We probably don't have much, because...
Well, I hope we don't.
On the other hand, 1 trillion tons is the size of the small asteroid, which is like 3 kilometers in diameter, while Death Star is 150 kilometers in diameter. So they can theoretically store those antimatter bombs, but also they should be extremely careful, and they should carry a lot of those antimatter bombs around.
Well, I hope nobody's stockpiling antimatter on Earth at the moment.
I hope so too.
Alexandra, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. That was very fun. And I hope no one's building a Death Star now.
I couldn't agree more. Thanks for your time, Alexandra.
Thank you.
The McDermott Institute's Alexandra Ilina, also a PhD student at Victoria University of Wellington, giving us her scientific take on the Death Star.